Ceasefire in Gaza. It also backed the release of hostages. Linda Thomas-Greenfield has accused both nations of deeply cynical reasons for opposing the vote. Firstly, because they refused to condemn Hamas, but she claims there was another explanation too.
The second reason behind this veto is not just cynical, it's also petty. Russia and China simply did not want to vote for a resolution that was penned by the United States because it would rather see us fail than to see this council succeed.
It's something Labour and the Tories agree on, and that's being against Nike's decision to tinker with the St George's flag on the New England football kit. Rishi Sunak says it shouldn't be messed with. The sportswear brand introduced purple and blue stripes to the traditional Red Cross. His shadow Attorney General, Emily Thornberry.
You wouldn't expect Nike to go off and have a look at the Welsh flag and decide to change the dragon to a pussycat. I mean, you wouldn't expect the England flag to be changed like this. You wouldn't expect bits of purple in the French tricolour. I mean, why are they doing it? I don't understand.
A man has been jailed for life with a minimum of 37 years for the murder of a married couple using fentanyl. Luke DeWitt poisoned Stephen and Carol Baxter in Essex last Easter before changing their will. The Prime Minister has refused to comment on a police investigation into alleged racist comments made about MP Diane Abbott by Conservative Party donor Frank Hester. West Yorkshire Police say they're working to establish the facts. World tennis number two Aryna Sabalenka is returning to court at the Miami Open just days after the apparent suicide of her ex-boyfriend. She'll play against her best friend, Paula Badosa, in the second round. And Nationwide has apologised to customers after all payments in and out of accounts were delayed this morning. It says the issue has now been fixed. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks very much. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, in Brentwood, it continues to be fairly drab and overcast this afternoon. We are hoping that it's going to clear a little bit and some sunny intervals will appear later on. A high of 12 and a low of just 3 tonight. Tomorrow, it's a day of showers and sunny intervals, a high of 9 and a low of 5. Sunday, a dry day, early morning and then late evening, sunny intervals, high of 12 and a low of 4. And looking forward for the rest of the week, it's basically sunny intervals and showers throughout most of the days.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome back, and it's great to have you with us if you've just joined us for the first time, and it's lovely to have you there. We're two-thirds of the way through the birthdays competition. We've already had James Taylor, and then we had Gary Newman after that. And we were chatting earlier in the first hour, too, with Andy Smith, who's still here taking part in all of this, and we'll have a little bit of word with him again later on as well. And don't forget, of course, all of today's programme is recorded anyway. You'll be able to check it all out on the show blog for Friday the 22nd of March. So our third and final person here today, Adele Emily Sandé, known as Emily Sandé, a Scottish singer and songwriter. She rose to prominence after being a featured artist on the 2009 track Diamond Rings by rapper Chipmunk. It was the first top 10 single in the UK's chart for both of them. In 2012, she received the Brit Awards Critics' Choice Award. She released her first solo single, Heaven, in August 2011. In 2012, she performed in both the opening and closing ceremonies of the London Olympics. And 2013, at the Brit Awards, she won the Best British Female Solo Artist and British Album of the Year. So, how old do we reckon Emily Sandé is? We're going to hear Next to Me from 2012. It was a number one in Ireland, a number two in the UK, and top 10 in 9 more countries, and her first chart track in the States, where it made number 25. So that's the last of our three artists here today, and I hope you've been enjoying playing along with that. We've got answers from Chris and Bob in Harlow and Chris in Guildford. We've got Andy here in the studio, and we've got Sian today in Manchester telling us that she's at home doing stock taking. So I don't know how that works, but it's all there on a computer, no doubt. But they've got time to do this as well. And so we'll just go through our answers here. As you say, it's 3 points if you're absolutely correct, and it's 1 point if you are the closest, and then we'll see how we go. So we started off with James Taylor, and how old did we think he was? So Chris thought 77, Bob 73, Chris in Guildford 80, Andy, you thought?
I went 75.
75, and Sian also thought 75. He is, in fact, 76. Ooh. So therefore that means we got the closest for 1 point for that for Andy here in the studio, and also for Sian in Manchester as well. We then went on to Gary Newman, and we asked how old you thought he was, and so we had Chris in Harlow 66, Bob 67, Chris 66, Andy
65.
And Sean also at 65. And he is, in fact, 66.
Oh.
So Chris at Guildford gets 3 points for that. And then now, fifth person that we had here today, we just heard Emily Sande. How old do we think she is? Crystal, 38. Bob, 36. Chris, 37. Andy?
I said 39.
39. And Sean also, 37. She is, in fact, 37. So that's so 3 points for Chris in Guildford for that, and 3 points for Sean in Manchester. So if I've managed to work this out correctly today, which I don't always manage to do, but I think we've got it here today. So I think if we go in reverse order, we've got Bob in Harlow, who's usually one of the winners. He'd be listening here live here this afternoon, and no points for you today, Bob, I'm afraid. 1 point for you here, Andy, in the studio. You'll take it, absolutely. Absolutely. It's one more than Bishop Adam got. So there you go. And then 3 points for Chris in Harlow, 4 points for Sean in Manchester. But our winner today with 6 points is Chris in Guildford.
Well done, Chris.
Thank you for everybody who took part today, and guess what? We should do it all again next week. So, Andy, was that a traumatic experience or a bit of good fun?
Oh, I enjoyed it immensely, Patrick.
Excellent. Yeah. There you are. And it's always quite interesting, isn't it, just to think how old these people are?
Yeah, well, I had sort of clues of them, really, because I think my in-laws weren't family for this, but I think James Taylor is around, he is, too, it turns out he's a little bit older than my in-laws, but they were sort of that. But Gary Newman's definitely more my parents' age.
Okay.
There's sort of, 6-7 years between my in-laws and my parents. So I kind of figured that was it. And I know Emily Sande's younger than me.
Yeah. Well, you see, well, that's it. Well, you were pretty good there with all of that then. So excellent. Good. So for those who just tuned in, just tell us a little bit about what we were chatting about earlier on, really. I suppose we just a little bit about the Daily Bread Cafe, and then just a little bit about Easter, what's happening in your churches.
Yeah, of course. Daily Bread Cafe is really sort of the missional arm of Hutton Parish, particularly from the building of St. Peter's Church in Hutton. But we are, we're connected to All Saints Church as well. We're one parish. But really, Daily Bread works in terms of the cafe setup. So as I mentioned earlier, there is a food hub which works 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday, between sort of 10 and 12. But the cafe itself, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, with Thursdays being used for our mums and toddler group, or parents and toddler group. But the cafe is a place where people can come in the mornings, sort of after 9:30 really, where they can get tea, coffee for £1, and it's refillable. We're lucky enough that Greg supply us with all their leftover cakes and sweet treats and other bits and bobs. There's usually sandwiches. There's always a cooked breakfast on offer, and it's all very reasonably priced. I think it's like £3 for a cooked breakfast. It's that sort of thing. So we sort of subsidise it. But the idea is people can come and have some companies, and in the winter some warmth. And we always fill the building with other agencies. So we have an art group who meet there. There is a dementia support group. There's citizens' advice are in there. This week we launched along with Essex County Council, part of their digital hub program. So there is internet access people can have. And actually, in the week, they were handing out free laptops and phones and tablets to people. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, right?
I'm amazed.
That wasn't from us. That's from Essex County Council.
Wow. But I'm equally amazed.
But we fill the building with that sort of thing.
Sure.
So it's a resource for people.
So I don't worry about that. That was a mistake. Don't worry. Okay. Keep going. Of course, you've got donations that can be handed in too as well, can't they, to the for the general food hub?
For the food hub, yeah. We're always looking for storeroom, sort of, store cupboard items, tins, that kind of stuff. We don't collect things like food and, clothes and books and that kind of thing, because we haven't got the space. But sort of dry ingredients, pasta, rice, soups, those sort of things, anytime people can drop those down.
Sure. Well, I'll put the item about that on the show blog. I should put that anyway, that we've got all of that there. Excellent, good. And you've got all kinds of things, of course, happening over the Easter period as well.
Yeah, lots going on as ever with Easter, and you know, we obviously focus on the Christian side of our community, the work that we do in leading worship and all those sort of things. So all those services which you can find on our website, huttonparish.com, and anyone's welcome. You know, you don't have to be, you know, a member of the church. It's a parish church. It's open to all. Anyone can come, and we're there to support and to lead in those sort of times. But you mentioned, I think at the start of the show, we've got the week after Easter, you know, in the school holidays, we've got our afternoon tea at the Daily Bread Cafe, which people can book into, and they can it's £10 per person. It's a fundraising sort of activity, but it's a great treat as well to have a nice afternoon tea prepared for you, and that's between, is it from 2 till 4?
Yeah, I'll put that on the show blog.
That's on the 2nd of April
as well. Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you very much, Andy. It's lovely to have you here in the studio today. I much appreciate you giving up your time this afternoon.
It's an absolute pleasure, Patrick.
Cheers, Andy. Thank you.
This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. Have words with him, and your future's looking dim. But these things your heart can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet, and he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips and your heart.
And it's all in the game. And that was requested by Patrick in Ingatestone, who didn't take part in the competition today. He was busy doing something else, but messaged us in to say that he would be listening, as he always does, back to the recording. And to remember that those are always posted on the show blog. Show blog will be up sometime this evening, and then the recording will be added over the weekend. So it's all in the game from Cliff there. A 1963 release, number one in Canada, number two in the UK and Ireland, number three in New Zealand, number seven in Australia, and interestingly, number 25 in the States, and the only track of Cliff's to make the top 40 in the United States of America in the 1960s. And in fact, the next time he appeared in the American charts in the top 40 was with Devil Woman in 1976. So always interesting to know of things like that. Huge artist in this country, of course, but not so big in the States. Brent Cobb is a country artist who's been supporting lots of major stars in the last couple of years. Brought out an album of his own last year called Southern Star, and this is the title track.
Under the southern star, I heal all of my scars. As cicadas sing, ain't it the sweetest dream? Winding kudzu vines untangle of my mind. Happy love, it is mine. Been a drifter down most highways, I've been lost at sea. But there's one thing this world can never take from me. No matter how far I go, no matter how deep the dark, I know I can always count on the Southern Star. Somebody told me so on and on. I've been adrift down most highways, I've been lost at sea. But there's one thing this world can never take from me. No matter how far I go, no matter how deep the dark, I know I can always count on the Southern Star. Thank you.
Brentford's Brent Cobb and Southern Star. This Easter, Brentwood Town FC are inviting supporters and sponsors to make donations of Easter eggs, which will be delivered to Lennox Children's Cancer Fund and Let's Get Out, an outdoor kids club for 11 to 16 year olds in Essex. These can be dropped off at their home fixtures here at the Brentwood Centre Arena, and they're playing tonight as home game against Maldon and Tiptree. So if you would like to leave an Easter egg for those wonderful kids that activities there, then do please pop that along to the game tonight. This is Alison Krauss and Robert Plant, the track that was the title track from their album that came out a few years ago. Actually, it's not the title track. This is called Gone, Gone, Gone. And the album was Raising Sand, Grammy Award-winning album of the year.
Some sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, baby, you wake up and find that you're alone. Cause I'll be gone. Street, baby, will ask you why you're walking all alone and why you're on your own. And just say I'm gone, 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 cause you done me wrong.
Robert Plant and Gone, Gone, Gone.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So let's have a look at what's happening around and about locally. Centre of Billericay quite busy around the high street up by the Waitrose as well there. Down by the school as well, quite a bit of traffic. Shenfield Station, just up around that area, busy. Centre of Brentwood, much less busy than it was an hour ago, but of course still quite busy around Wilson's Corner. The big tailback seems to have cleared itself up along the Ongar Road, so that's encouraging to see. We get down into the Brook Street roundabout. There's no issues down there itself. The motorway, well, if we go down towards the direction of the bridge and the tunnel, there's a bit of heavy traffic is sort of building up in the general sort of area, but it's not no difficulties. It's all moving fairly easily and well. It's quite busy the other side of the bridge and the tunnel. It's going the other way. There was an accident earlier on that's caused real problems around the junction with the M11, with some of the access roads closed. They're the access rampways into the road. So we've got here road closure on ramp until 4 o'clock. We're seeing on a number of these here. So there's all kinds of issues there. It's a long, long delays approaching that junction. So be aware of that if that's you, or if you know anybody who's going to be involved with all of that. The M11 itself, beyond that, no real problems there. The A12, very easy this afternoon so far. Everywhere, actually, no real problems. Just a little bit of a hold-up at Hoe Green, but nothing really. And the centre of Chelmsford, though, that, of course, is now building up and really quite busy. Joe will be here with a full travel update, including the underground and the tubes, in an hour's time, and the overground as well. Yeah, the underground and the tubes. Well, why not name it twice? Okay, it's time for looking at the chart for this week. Going to go right back to 1965. And if you're far too young to remember 1965, I still think some of these tracks will have some resonance with you, and you will have heard of them, that's for sure. So at 20, it's Marianne from The Shadows. 19, Do the Clam, Elvis Presley. 18, Concrete and Clay, Unit 4 plus 2. 17, Funny How Love Can Be, The Ivy League. 16, It Hurts So Much, Jim Reeves. 15, The Special Years, Val Dunican. Goodnight, Roy Orbison. 13, Honey, I Need, from The Pretty Things. 13, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, The Animals. And 12, I Apologize, PJ Proby. Number 10, The Game of Love, Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. 9, Yes, I Will, The Hollies. At 8, It Stops at Nothing, from Sandy Shaw. 7, I Must Be Seeing Things, Gene Pitney. At 6, Goodbye My Love, The Searchers. 5, Come and Stay With Me, Marianne Faithfull. Number 4, I'll Never Find Another You, The Seekers. Number 3, Silhouettes, from Herman's Hermits. Number 2, Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual. And at number 1 this week, the track that introduced the Rolling Stones to the world. It was their first single release. It was a number 1 in the UK, and it was also number 1 in 5 more countries. And the USA, it went up to a number 9. Of course, we are talking about The Last Time. Rolling Stones, a track that began a phenomenal career that's still going, of course, and the last time. At number seven, Gene Pitney, I Must Be Seeing Things. It was a UK number six and also number six in Canada, only made number 31 in the States.
Isn't that my girl? And is that my best friend? Aren't they walking much too close together? And it don't look like they're talking about the weather. I must be seeing things. Oh no, it can't be true. I must be hearing things when I hear her say to him, I want you, I need you, I love you.
Look into a tear, I can see him kissing her. Mistaken. I must be seeing things. Oh no, it can't be true. I must be hearing things when I hear him say to her, forget him, it's over, you're mine now.
Gene Pitney, the chart this week in 1965, and I Must Be Seeing Things. And at number 18, on the way up, was going to be a UK number one, and also made number 28 in the States as well. Concrete and Clay from Unit 4 Plus 2.
Soft as summer rain at dawn in lovely shade. That's something red. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. That's the way. That's the way it's meant to be. All around, I see the purple shades of evening. And on the ground, shadows fall, and once again are in my arms. So tenderly, the sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains crumble before we say goodbye. My love and I, we that's the way it's meant to be. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see the mountains tumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally. That's the way. That's the way it's meant to be. That's the way.
Unit 4 plus 2 and Concrete and Clay. That's the chart that this week in 1965. Thanks for the comments coming in saying how good it is to hear a chart from the 60s. We'll have a chart from the 70s next week in our Good Friday show. Yes, I shall be here live and we shall be remembering a little bit more about Easter and what Good Friday is all about within the usual context of the show, where there'll be the birthdays competition and also a vintage chart. Don't forget, of course, at this time of year, now we're all thinking about Easter, that the food banks all desperately need your support wherever you happen to be, but particularly in our local areas here, the Brentwood Food Bank, the Billericay Food Bank, of course the Chelmsford Food Bank, in Ingatestone you can leave items in Budgeons there, of course, but there's also the food bank that is run out of the Elim Church there, and we heard from Andy earlier on that the work that they're doing over in Hutton, where food can be left over there as well, and everywhere there is a need for all of these things, so do please remember all of that, won't you?
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Can you?
It's Lucigenic and Star. There are so many events happening we need to let you know about.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So tomorrow, the 23rd, there is an Easter market and artisan craft fair happening at Shenfield Parish Hall, 60 Hutton Road in Shenfield. Crafty Cow Markets are hosting the market and artisan craft fair, offering new and bespoke handcrafted gifts, including jewellery, soap, jams, wax melts, crystals, cakes, women's clothes and much more. Come along and support your local artisans and small businesses and pick yourself up a lovely homemade gift that you won't find on any of the high streets. Event in support of Havens Hospice. Free entry and free parking. That's between 10 and 4 at Shenfield Parish Hall. Also tomorrow, there's a charities table sale at the Billericay United Reformed Church, 99 Chapel Street, Billericay. Billericay URC are holding this charity tables event between 9:30 and 12. Come along and enjoy yourself. There will be items for sale to raise money for local and national charities, including the Basildon District Stroke Club, the British Heart Foundation, Headway, Billericay Lions, Schools Ministry in Billericay, Parkinson's, St Luke's and Basis. So two great events for you happening tomorrow, one in Shenfield and one in Billericay.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
This is Rod Stewart and Jules Holland.
Has been what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me, just me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. Yeah, it's almost like being in love. Take it away.
Jules Holland and Rod Stewart, and almost like being in love. Well, it's been great to be with you here this afternoon. Andy Smith was our guest earlier on in the studio. He comes from the church. He's in Hutton and was telling us all about the wonderful things that happen over there, including, of course, the Daily Bread Cafe, and also the fact that they give out food in the mornings almost every day during the week. You can find more information about all of that, of course, on their website, and all the information will be on the show blog as well to go with that. Last week we had Rob Sags in from Chess, and he sent me through a letter just to say that they're fundraising for that amazing new Turning Point project that they're doing. Still underway. They're still £160,000 short, but they're very hopeful that they're going to reach their £2.5 million target. But again, you can find more info about that really by listening to the recording of last week's show, or just going to Chess as well for their websites. Next Friday is Good Friday, but I shall be here live here in the studio with a couple of hours of music, some of which to reflect the fact that it is Good Friday and Easter Sunday, the coming Sunday. And then, of course, we'll also have within that the birthdays competition and also the vintage chart. And that'll be taking us back to a year in the 1970s next week. And music in the background for this is Theme 1 from George Martin, which was, of course, the original theme for Radio 1. And I'm not sure any of you have been listening to me for years, but I always used to end the late-night programmes with this music as well. And we're going to end today, though, with Taylor Swift, one of the tracks chosen by Rob last week. This is Bigger Than the Whole Sky. Joe will be around with you after the news. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you? Good afternoon. And have a great weekend.
FM. News.